Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here at my flagship station, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, from AM 860, The Answer, here in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, as well as around the world via the satellite and on the Internet, live and in living color, streaming that way. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers. Let's not forget the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and to all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs up there. You know where you're at. You know what you're doing. All those roughnecks and everybody over there in Saudi Arabia working for Aramco, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along and in energy. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch, as well as on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, we're going to start out the program here with the I don't think I'll do that. We'll do it this way. Let's start out the program with the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll do that again. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize here in the program the two words, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Now, everybody knows that Mitt Romney is kind of on the outs with the Republicans because of what he did this week, voting against the president, Article Number 1 of impeachment, and then voting with the Republicans with the second one. So he was okay with the second, and he wasn't okay with the first. Listen to what the mainstream media has been saying about Mitch. You talk about an about-face, listen to this.
Wow. That was extraordinary. That was pure honesty and emotion from Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, of course, the former Republican nominee. In the moment, as he was speaking, it felt historic.
I mean, Mitt Romney is known for being just an ice water in his veins kind of guy.
Swearing an oath before God for Mitt Romney is like unlocking his superpower.
He's a little like Fortinbras in Act 5 of Hamlet, right?
Mm-hmm. Not a lot seems to faze him.
When I heard him explain with such elegance and simplicity, tears came to my eyes.
I've always had such great respect for him.
That was a true profile and courage speech.
It will cement Senator Romney's legacy.
He's changed his place in history. I think he deserves an immense amount of credit.
This was a moment that people who've known Mitt Romney for a long time have always thought he was capable of.
That was the sound of a man who'd wrestled with his conscience, who tried to think bigger than partisan politics.
I think he will be remembered more for this than perhaps anything that he's ever done in his political career, except maybe losing the presidency in 2012.
On this sad day, Senator Romney's speech and Senator Romney's position, his vote, is nothing short of inspiring.
Wow. Double wow, triple wow. That was the mainstream media. Suddenly they're in love with Mitt Romney because they went against the president. All right, let's shift on over here to the telephone line. I think we've got somebody who calls the show a fair amount. It's Picasso. Are you there?
Yes, sir. You know, I'm here to add a little anecdotal information to your great show, always. Mitt Romney, Orrin Hatch, and John Huntsman Jr. are the three most popular politicians in the state of Florida. John Huntsman Jr.
Utah.
Or said Utah.
Florida.
Yeah, I'm living in Florida. I made a mistake there. So in Utah, John Huntsman Jr.'s father made money on the plastic that we had McDonald's wrappers and egg cartons with. It's a fortune. And he is running for a second term of governor. He was the Chinese ambassador to Obama and was not a heavy supporter.
Who are you talking about?
He also ran for president. John Huntsman Jr. ran for president and was the ambassador to China.
He was
under
the ambassador.
Obama.
He was the ambassador to, where did he just come back from?
Russia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we published a long article. It was interesting that he had spoken over an hour and a half, stating the fact that there was no connection between Russia and President Trump, and made that clear months ago when he came back from his.
Well, here's my prediction. Here's my prediction right now. Are you aware of the fact that there is a recall petition going around to recall Romney from the Senate?
I'm aware of that. I think that's a paper and on. Ink on paper only.
If they get the if they get the signatures, okay, that they need, it will go to the governor. It will go to the state legislature. They will have to act on it. And guess what? There will be a recall election if they get the signatures.
Well, we can only hope. But that, you know, the joke about that is, well, that would be the first time that Mitt Romney set foot in the state of Utah in a couple of years. Yes, he owns property there. See,
yeah, he does. He also owns property where? In Massachusetts and somewhere else.
But he doesn't spend
much time in Florida.
Yeah, he doesn't spend much time in Utah. And Utahans love him. Remember now, he got involved in the Olympic corruption and made it all work and brought the Winter Olympics to the state of Utah some years ago, and that's where he got his claim to fame in the state of Utah. Prior to that, he had not been a popular figure in the state of Utah. Anyway, all this anecdotal information, Romney is a turncoat.
All right, got to go. Here comes the music, but thanks for coming.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. And Picasso's going to come over to the gun show, and tomorrow's today, because I'm doing tomorrow's news tonight, and it's tomorrow right now. All right, I'll be back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're having a good old time here tonight on the Ray Didio. And let's see. Mr. Mike, get it to us.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Whenever you hear people on the political left espousing their desire for decency, equal justice for all, and empathy for those who suffer, do not believe them. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently, radio talk show legend Rush Limbaugh announced that he has advanced lung cancer. My first inclination was sadness as I remembered what agony my own dad suffered from that dreaded disease. That sadness morphed into a desire to pray for God's intervention and for Rush's complete recovery. The radio legend captured the radio industry by storm and helped inspire millions of Americans to no longer accept the spoon-fed daily dose of deep state-controlled media news and misinformation. Rush has been a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, less intrusive government, reducing regulations, protecting our religious liberty and our borders. But the moral depravity of the political leftist has been on display, with comments ranging from some hoping for his demise to just being happy that he's ailing. But what loony leftists do not understand is that while many pray for Rush's recovery, the fight for liberty is growing and will not be stopped by leftists clamoring for destruction. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and apparently he's taking the night off tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Let me ask you, how much pain is too much pain? And if you're in pain right now, and maybe have been for a while, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get out of pain? Well, this is why Relief Factor is doing so well nationally, because the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot decided to discount the cost of their three-week quick start, regularly $64.95, to only $19.95. Now, they do this because about 80% of the people who order it here from this program, order the three-week quick start, go on to order more and stay on the program. I've been on Relief Factor for my pain for 3 years and 10 months. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril as a result that I was having to take just to be able to move around during the daytime, because there were times when my back hurt so much and my ankle hurt so much, I had trouble just trying to walk, let alone whatever. That's a fact. Now, I can tell you that for about the average price of a pack of chewing gum, you can stay out of pain by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and ordering the three-week quick start that's there for $19.95. It could very easily be the very biggest and best investment you made in 2020. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there. Check it out. Try the three-week quick start. $20 is all it costs, and all you got to lose is pain. All right. Back to the game here. I'm going to go back over here, and good morning, Jeff in Sarasota, and good morning to Terry up in Nashville. And Terry said it's around 30 degrees up there, a little bit chilly. Yeah, it's chilly down here tonight, but it's not as cold as it is up there, and we don't want it, so you can keep it, Terry. Sorry. And, of course, Eric is chiming in, too, from Seminole. And we've also got, I've seen, let's see, who else is in there? Oh, Robert the Bugler. Hello, Robert. Now, I want you to listen to what, and by the way, economically, this is not possible. But this is Mayor Pete talking about how he was going to pay for Medicare for all. But economically, financially, the numbers don't jive. But I'll just let him tell you, and then I'll tell you what's going on.
Export it and estimate that over 10 years, it'll cost $1.5 trillion. That is obviously not a small amount of money. Although it's a tiny fraction of what some of the others are. 20, 30, 40, they can't even agree on the estimates. And all we've got to do to pay for it is take two steps. Part of that 1.5 comes from rolling back a Trump corporate tax cut that went to the wealthiest and the biggest corporations, didn't do us any good, and has created a huge deficit. We roll that back, that does most of the work. But there's still a bit of a gap, doesn't quite get us to the 1.5. And so the way we get the rest of it is to take part of the savings, which we think will be about $400 billion over a decade, that we will get from doing something that most Americans believe we should have been doing all along. And that, I mean, it's a no-brainer. And that is to allow Medicare, finally, to negotiate the prices of prescription drugs with the companies that make them.
Now, think about that for a minute. All we have to do is roll back the Trump tax cuts for the wealthiest 1% and all that nonsense you hear about the corporations. How do you think we've got all these jobs being created and business expanding and companies coming back and car manufacturers going back into Detroit? How do you think that's going on? It's from the rollback, not only of the taxes, but of the rules and the regulations that Obama had coming out the yin-yang for these corporations so they couldn't expand their business without having an act of God to do so. Because, first of all, everybody had to get permission from who? The EPA. Think about it. Everybody had to get permission to do anything from the EPA. So let me just tell you, for anybody that's buying a lie from Mayor Pete, and, well, I'm going to pay for it by rolling back the tax cuts, that's going to go back, I'm just going to pay for all of it. No, it's not. The numbers don't jive. There's not enough money to do it. Pete's plan, at the least, the very least, is $10 trillion, at the least. Now, that's one-third of what Bernie's plan is supposedly going to be, but there's still not enough money. When you take a look at what the tax cuts gave the corporations, and it wasn't just the wealthiest group of people. We all wound up with more money in our pockets. Because when they lowered the tax, and by the way, they need to do away with the payroll tax on the middle-income wage earners. I'm all for that. All for that. Because if you're out there working on a job, and let's say you've retired, and you're Social Security eligible, and you're working part-time to make the money that you can make without having your tax rate go up, why should they have to pay taxes to work and put it back into Social Security when you're already on it? Does that make any sense? I mean, maybe it does to some people, but it doesn't to a lot of us. Because you've already paid your taxes, it's already in there. It's kind of like double, you know, double whammy coming at you. But anyway, I digress. I could be off base with that, but who knows. By the way, New York's Governor Cuomo, and when Denise comes on the next hour, we're going to talk about this. The immigration problems up there that we got. By the way, Eric, well, there's not enough time for you to call to say anything, but I see what you're saying. Eric says, so he expects to pay for half of $1.5 trillion by raising taxes and cutting $50 billion a year of government spending. $50 billion is less than 3 weeks of government spending. Well, that's probably true, Eric. That's definitely true. The number, like I said, the numbers just don't jibe. They just don't jibe. By the way, again, I forgot to mention a special shout-out to our new listeners at KINN, 106.3 FM and 1270 AM. In Alamogordo, New Mexico, Holloman Air Force Base, and Tularosa, New Mexico. Thank you very much for picking up the program, and we appreciate you folks and look forward to hearing from you. And again, the number, if you ever want to call us, is 877-969-8600 to tell us what's on your mind. And, oh, by the way, Attorney General Barr came out with some new rules for the politically sensitive cases about the attorney generals and the people in the Department of Justice having to make sure that the I's were dotted, the T's were crossed, and everything was properly vetted. And then they had to sign off on all of this. Anything that went to the FISA court had to sign off on all of that. Oh, and in case you didn't hear this, and Denise and I will be talking about this, I'm just going to tease this. Denise and I will be talking about the police now collecting data for the terrorism watch list. You didn't even know that, did you? Well, you do now. Some people will be upset, but hey, too bad, so sad. If you're upset about it, you're concerned about it, maybe you're on the terrorist watch list to begin with, huh? You think? Well, whatever. Okay. Coming back with our first Military Veterans News segment. A lot of different things to talk about. Been an interesting week there, too. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a central witness in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, was fired and escorted out of the White House on Friday. That's according to his attorney. President Trump, talking to reporters outside the White House, claims that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi broke the law by ripping up his State of the Union address.
It was a terrible, so disrespectful to our country, and actually very illegal.
More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And hello to everybody tuning in. And hello to our military. This report is for you and about you, I might add. Don't forget, the National Aviation Academy brings you this report. You can go to NAA.edu for more information. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know more people have chosen to go to a technical school or a vocational school to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them what they think they're going to get. When they tell you you're going to get $15 an hour, $16, $18 an hour, they forget to tell you that if you're going into a trade, which is usually a union job, you're going to start out as an apprentice for about a year, or you're going to start out as an 80 percenter for about a year. Same difference. So that means that if it's $15 an hour, it becomes $12. and so on and so forth. Do the math. Well, I've got an idea for you that could give you a 40-hour work week and could give you a paycheck of at least $60,000 a year and a lot more than that if you want to work, because you would be an aviation maintenance tech, very much in demand right now, as are pilots. And a lot of pilots are taking the aviation maintenance tech course so that they can learn how to repair the aircraft that they fly. Imagine that. Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with that great starting salary of around $60,000 a year or more. Now, check them out online by going to NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open for you. Speaking of doors, the president said that the U.S., at his direction, had conducted a counterterrorism operation in Yemen that killed Qasem al-Rimi, an al-Qaeda leader who claimed to be responsible for last year's deadly shooting at the naval air base in Pensacola, where a Saudi aviation trainee killed three American sailors and wounded others. Well, that's a good thing. We got rid of that scourge. That's a good thing. Now, also, the military has to remember that it's an election year, presidential election year, and one of the things you can't do while in uniform is show up at a political rally or campaign. The 2020 presidential election is in full swing, prompting the Defense Department to send out its regular reminder about do's and don'ts for service members looking to get politically active. Now, if you just happen to be at a rally and you're attending it, but you're not there in any capacity to help a candidate, and let's say it's a president and you're going there and you're in uniform, that's fine. But to actually get involved in doing something for a campaign while in uniform, no, you can't do it. And the top envoy to Syria told reporters on Wednesday that he was worried about the increasing number of incidents of Russian contractors pushing deep into the U.S.-backed partner force territory in northeastern Syria. And it's been happening more often than not. In one particular case, the United States lined up their armored vehicles and blocked the road from the Russians, who were planning on coming right through the area where the Americans were. Rather than a confrontation, they turned around and went back. Now, more than one-third of all active-duty troops and more than half of the minority service members say that they have personally witnessed examples of white nationalism or ideological-driven racism within the ranks in recent months. And it seems to be escalating, according to the latest survey of active-duty military members. We'll see where that goes, but that's a report coming out from the Military Times. And also, the Pentagon has identified military installations that can provide housings for quarantined passengers traveling to the U.S. through 11 major airports, where screening for the coronavirus is required, especially for the ones coming from China or Southeast Asia. Also, in overseas activities in Iraq, Iraq and Russia discussed prospects of deepening military coordination. Iraq's defense minister said that amidst the strain of the Baghdad-Washington relations after a U.S. airstrike killing General Soleimani inside Iraq, they've decided to try something different. We'll see what's going on, what the something different may be. And finally, Turkey has no plans to withdraw troops from posts inside Syria's Idlib zone. Turkey said that their observation posts in Syria's northwest Idlib province, amongst the three of the posts that are there, controlled by the Syrian government, the Turks are there too, and they don't plan on going anywhere. All right, let's go to the telephone lines, and I think I've got Eric in Seminole. Is that you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Yes. Hey, regarding the turkey, the province, all that sort of stuff. There was recently an article, I believe it came out of Reuters, that said that brought to light an Obama-era drone support, U.S. drone support to the Turks for targeting PKK Kurds in Kurdistan. I'm not sure if anybody it made a little blip coming out. This was a couple of days ago, maybe 3 or 4 days ago. Now, I guess it's a rhetorical question. What are we doing helping Turkey take care of their terrorist problem within Kurdistan if we were supposed to have been supporting?
Okay, let me answer that for you, because I saw that article and I talked with Colonel Jim about it. We sold Turkey the drones. But
okay.
we were not involved in a program to
do
that.
Not operator pilots.
Correct. That was Turkey.
That changes the dynamic a little bit, obviously. So now you got the Turks, they're remaining in place in Idlib. You got the Russians. It's a total fiasco in Syria, cut to the chase.
Right.
Now, you got the Turks also shipping troops and foreign fighters from Syria and certain members of the quote unquote Free Syrian Army into Libya right now, when there's supposed to be an arms embargo against all arms going in and out of Libya.
Yep.
And let's put it this way. The Italian Navy stopped a Lebanese-flagged ship while they were in port. And I guess there was some crew member just went and said, hey, I want some asylum here. I got some G2 and some intel on what's going on in our ship's hold here.
Yep.
Been inspected for arms coming out of Turkey being shipped into Libya. Now, respectfully, I think that, how should I say this, we're going back into Libya. I hate that. I mean, that's my opinion.
We're already there, my friend.
Well, what I mean is an overt presence of, I'm not just talking to the guys in and around Tripoli and maybe some of the ODKs in and around in the western regions of Libya watching the deserts there. What I'm saying, NATO's going back in because if Turkey takes control of those oil fields, guess who's cut off? Potentially cut off and extorted for oil into Europe, particularly France with Charles de Gaulle.
France and Germany and a whole bunch.
That's
yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. You see how this is going,
sure,
right?
I mean, sure.
This, and what irks me is that this is not being reported stateside publicly, if that are openly, as it is in the European, English language newspapers and media outlets. And how should I say, I remember President Trump said, hey, NATO needs to kick it up a notch, they need to contribute more and this, that, and the other. Well, Turkey's a NATO country. What are we going to do, bomb a NATO country?
We're not supposed to, but,
Right, it's another rhetorical question, right? So, I mean, you got these dichotomies coming up here as far as leadership goes. You know, what's the lesser two evils? Well, it's still evil. You know, what do you do? We're caught over a barrel here. I'm just, there's a lot of frustrations going on here. And anyway, I hear the music and stuff.
Yep.
I just want to say thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify and stay low.
I will, and thank you very much. And that's Eric in Seminole. I forgot to ask him about his boys. One's a Marine and one is going back into service. He was going to go in the Navy, but I think he's going back into Marines. I think that's where he's going to go, reserve. Not sure, but anyway, we'll find out later. All right, be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, and here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. us the Hollies from way back when, back in the 60s, and that's a long, cool woman in a black dress, and that was a very popular song back in the day. I can remember dancing to it and singing to it and having a good old time. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center or your Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, for sure. And believe me when I tell you, the pilots and their travel centers have become a lot different than what they used to be back in the day when you'd pull in there and all you'd wind up with is a cup of coffee or a soda pop and a hot dog, because that's all they had, a bag of chips, and you were out the door. But that's why you stopped there, was for that. So there you go. Now, let's talk about this weather system that we've got, because the weather that was in the Northeast is gone now, off out into the Atlantic Ocean and moving out towards the Maritime Provinces. But what's been left behind because of the way the wind's blowing is we've got some lake effect snow that started up in Ohio, and it's in western New York, but that's where it's at right now, off Lake Erie, because of the way the winds are blowing. Now, you've got from Cleveland east over to Erie, Pennsylvania, and then over to Ripley, New York, and then on up to just south of Buffalo, probably around Dunkirk. You've got some snow off the lake right now tonight. So far, it's not anything that's real heavy. It's just a few inches, nothing you can't handle, so nothing to worry about there, really. And we do have some more snow that is down in the southwestern corner of Ohio and the southeastern corner of Indiana tonight, right along the Kentucky border. Matter of fact, some of it might be drifting over into northern Kentucky. Got some winds across the central part of Indiana tonight. Got some winds across Kentucky, as well as the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia. And we do have some snow down in the northern part of Georgia tonight. If you're traveling I-75 and you're going north out of Atlanta, all right, and you get up there around Kennesaw and headed up towards Chattanooga, you are going to be in snow. Now, there is an area up there where there's a winter storm warning going up towards Chattanooga, and I imagine it's that upward stretch up above Kennesaw. And then as you start coming out of there, going towards Knoxville, Tennessee, there is some snow there, as well as some snow in the mountains along 40, Asheville, Tennessee, over towards Knoxville. So be advised, that that could get a little dicey through there tonight, depending on what goes on. And it, since the area has gotten a little bit wider, and this winter storm warning just popped up here in the last hour since the last report. Now, let's go down into southeast Georgia from about Savannah south down into Jacksonville, down towards Ocala, Florida, including Brunswick. You've got frost or freeze warnings there tonight. Temperatures will be in the 30s and in some cases could be in the upper 20s. Now, moving out, we'll stay on I-70. We'll go out west. Moving out to Colorado, you've got snow around Denver going up over Eisenhower tonight. You've got a winter storm warning, so be advised there's going to be a pretty good accumulation up there going over the top. And the chain law is in effect. The chain law is also in effect right now in Wyoming on I-80 between Laramie and Cheyenne. And you've definitely got a winter storm warning going on there, too, right now. The next snow that you'll find will be out in Utah to the north and east of Salt Lake City, and that's just a light dusting of snow. And then going up Idaho, if you're going up U.S. 30 up towards Pocatello, in that area, Idaho Falls, you've got snow up that way. Montana tonight, this just happened in the last hour, all of a sudden in the middle part of Montana around Missoula and over towards Bozeman and Butte, you've got a winter storm warning. So be advised of that. You've got snow in the rest of the northern part and central part of Montana tonight, going all the way up to Canada. You've got snow south of Coeur d'Alene and Idaho and north of Boise, definitely in that region. You've got some rain and some snow up on top of, I should say, Cabbage, and some rain over on the Washington State side of the Hood River. And if you're going down towards Pocatello, there's some snow down there or down towards Pendleton. There's some snow down there towards Pendleton. And moving over a little bit further, going west, you've got rain as you go towards Portland, Oregon, except for Hood River. Hood River, there's some snow there tonight. And finally, looking at the winter weather up in Washington State, west of Seattle, you got some snow there. Looks like it might even be snowing up there at the Naval Base in Bremerton tonight. And then coming east on I-90 out of Seattle, up on top of Snoqualmie Pass, you've got a winter storm warning there, so be advised. That could be interesting as the evening progresses up there. And some snow down in the central part of Washington State, too, in the mountainous areas there. And that's the way we got it with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. All righty, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And yesterday was not a good day if your last name was Vindman.
True enough.
Both the brothers got reassigned.
Well, yeah, for sure. Now, the one brother is the lawyer, and he obviously is representing his twin. But Colonel Vindman was escorted out by Secret Service. His brother went with him. Now, here's the interesting thing, however, so the Democrats need to just calm down, and that is that Colonel Vindman was scheduled to rotate out of the National Security Council in July.
Correct.
However, in March, he was likely going to leave anyway because he was going to be attending the War College.
Yeah.
So he's really only left like a month early. So he's going to go back over to the Pentagon as an F-2.
Yep.
And sit there until he goes to the War College.
Yep. And we talked about that a week or so ago. You and I talked we talked about the fact that he was probably going to be rotated out early, but he was due for rotation. I remember the conversation.
Yeah, the Democrats just need to calm down. And they're calling it, retribution, and they called it a Friday night massacre and all this other kind of nonsense because Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, has been recalled. So what that truly means, we don't know, but he's going to end up back over at the State Department for whatever reason, unless he's completely fired. But the other interesting thing, too, is we have to take a second look at the European Union because Brexit happened.
Yep.
So things are changing dramatically at the European Union, and he's got such a flamboyant personality and diplomatic style that a lot of those in the diplomatic wing of the State Department didn't think he was terribly effective to start with.
Yep. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour with hour number 3 of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So if you want to be around for that, and, yeah, we'll talk about some other stuff there. By the way, I'll get into the conversation, James, just for you about Soleimani, and we'll bring up what you just sent me. So thank you, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.